It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Where is it? Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Catch all the Eagles action this season at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles, Chickies and Pete's. To find a location near you, go to chickiesandpete's.com. Ike, I was just thinking about two specific instances from this show. When we were talking to Elliot and Max, who called earlier.
Yeah.
And Do you feel bad yet for what you did to Max?
Well, what happens is, when Ike and I are on the same page of something,
and the
person's making us mad, it's not a great position.
Well, I guess it's taking turns.
Yeah.
Yep. Not a good position for you.
Yep. Not a good position. Mm-mm. Speaking of not a good position, Josh Sweat made some interesting comments about last night. We will get to that right after we talk to Dan and Chester. Dan, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How are you guys?
What's up, Dan?
What up, Dan?
I got a question because I agree with a lot of you guys. Sitting there standing, it has nothing to do with last year, but I do have a question. The play before the third down play, when it looks like Judon jumps offside,
yes.
Guys, is that in the neutral zone? Was Landon Dickerson and Jordan Mailata supposed to jump, and we would have got a free 5 yards on first down? If I'm correct,
yeah.
In that huddle when they're doing that, you know, shouldn't have been they've been all on the same page. That's where I think there's a little discord between them. You know, if you're practicing that and preseason enough times, you should have known what Jalen Hurts was going to do.
Yeah.
And you actually got the pass play to Saquon never happens if they, you know,
it's true.
A little bit, if they understand the play that's happening. So I think their attention to detail was a little bit off. And to me, that was a little bit more on coaching. The attention to detail looked like it was just a little bit off all game.
Here's the only thing I'd say to that. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying I don't know if that was absolute. In other words, I don't know if he crossed into the neutral zone enough and didn't get back for Jordan or Landon to jump, because that could have easily also been called a false start on them.
Yes, sir.
And
okay.
Now you penalize five more yards. So I think the idea is correct. You're trying to get them to jump, and then you should react to it. Maybe they thought he didn't come across enough for them to jump.
Okay.
And they're worried about getting the false start penalty.
Copy that. Okay. Okay. Fully understood. I appreciate that, guys. But this hurts. This hurts, buddy. I really appreciate the call. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Thanks, Sam. Yeah, when you watch it, it's so close.
It's close.
He doesn't – it's not one of those situations where he really
jumps. Where it's obvious that he steps across, yes.
So you're really taking your chances with the ref at that point as to what he ends up calling.
Yep.
If you jump there, you know.
And if you're wrong, that's a 5 yard penalty on you.
Right. And you've made everything. You're definitely going to get
it.
Now, look, the result is probably exactly the same. They probably just kick a field goal.
Well, now it's 3rd and 8. So
right.
Now you got to run a different play.
Right.
They probably pass it there.
Well, yeah. It,
on 3rd and 8.
Well, I don't know. They ran a quarterback draw on 3rd and 9.
Right, right.
Did somebody say, was that Jalen's? Was that a read option or something?
So Troy, I don't know for sure. Troy Aikman said on the broadcast that was a Jalen decision to do that he had the option to throw it. Now, it did not look like a typical, you know,
I thought it was a quarterback design.
Well, that's what it looked like. He looked like he took a step back and went forward, like most of those quarterback draws are. But if I remember correctly, I was watching on TV, Aikman mentioned that was Jalen Hurts' decision to run that ball. So I mentioned Josh Sweat said something interesting. Josh Sweat hasn't been particularly, what's the word I'm looking for, effective this year. Josh
Good Sweat, way to put it.
This is per Dave Zingaro, who works at NBC Sports Philly. The quote, "I don't know. We're not on the same page, man. We got to be together. Ain't on the same page. That's all I can say. We're just not rushing together." Now, that again, that's not the whole team. He's talking about defensive line there. But
what does that mean?
I have no idea. Rushing together. I don't know.
I just mean the whole we're not on the same page thing. I don't know what that – like, what does that mean, man?
When he did this last year.
Yeah, like you did this last year. Like, what are we talking about? Just get to the quarterback, man.
Just touch the quarterback. It's unbelievable. 1 sack in the last 11 games.
But what if they're not on the same page?
But on the same page,
I don't know what that means.
Not to break down a defensive line, although me and Spike got a nice defensive line tutorial from Hugh earlier.
From you? Okay.
Yeah, it was good. I really feel like I know the game now. Actually, I feel like I can suit up.
But what does Josh Sweat and Bryce Huff, like, they're on the opposite sides, aren't they? Like, isn't your job to, like, what do you mean you're not rushing in tandem?
Well, he said defensive line.
Okay, but still.
So.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I have no idea. I would love to follow up with him. Does anyone have Josh Sweat's phone number? 215-592-9494. Damon in East Norton. You're on WIP. What's up, Damon?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. You know, I'm trying to keep that same energy, 65 seconds or less. All right, so let's keep the main thing the main thing. Last night during the presser, Jalen Hurts said that winning and losing were the same thing. Now, this is ridiculous.
He did?
The Duke is not MJ. The Duke is not TJ. The Duke is Sling Blade. All right? Hey, Jack.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you get when you cross 220 pounds with a 700-pound squat rack?
Big
ass. You get ass burgers, okay? You can't read defenses. You can't read the room. That's how you get blood on the grass. Now, because of y'all losers last night, the Commanders are number one in the division. How does that
throw a parade.
It's still – say what?
Throw a parade.
Yeah.
Hang a banner.
The Giants.
It's the latest you've been number one in the division since when? Like 2012?
What are we talking about?
If the playoffs started today,
you are sickening. Jaden Daniels stinks, buddy.
Oh, you know, we just got a note from Roger Goodell. The playoffs start today. Great news, Damon.
You guys won
the division.
Well, I'm Team Two Gloves, LTJS. Let the Duke twerk. Commander D out.
Let the Duke twerk.
Man, that is a good caller.
He's the best.
I told you. It's. But that's how you got to treat Commander fans,
dude.
Man.
Yeah. But he is chestier than every Cowboys fan that calls us.
That's true. That's true.
I mean, they stink.
And he has a little humor to it. So, yeah.
They are 1-1, though. And he is in and out in 65 seconds. So, just like me.
We've all been there.
Yep.
Let the Duke twerk.
Don in North Philly. Don, you're on WIP. Oh, I saw Don on Saturday, actually. What's up, Don?
Yeah, it was nice meeting you, Spike.
You too. So Don won.
Why was it nice to meet Spike? What was your favorite part of the interaction?
Oh, stop it. So Don won tickets to the Bite for the Fight event for the Fight on McKenna Foundation.
Yeah.
And I'm walking through and I see the Kelly Green Jalen Hurts jersey. And he goes, "Yo, man, you got to take it easy on Jalen." That was the first thing he said.
Right. But yeah. I'm going to start this conversation off and start with the offense right now. I'm going to repeat a little bit what everybody been saying. But my biggest issue with this offense, I think, Ike, you said it earlier, we don't take advantage of, like, if a team has a bad linebacker or a bad corner, we don't go after that terrible person on the defense, on the other team. It's just like we just out there just throwing things at the wall and see what sticks. It kills me, man. It kills me, and I want to get on defense. That's what I called about. Like, I'm done with this Vic Fangio stuff. I'm done with
it's
that.
Week
that
two,
team.
Don. It's week two.
I don't care. I didn't want him here. I didn't like it last year. That bend don't break defense is terrible. I hate it with a passion. We had the game. We watching the game last night. The last drive, all our corners is paying like 20 yards off the goddamn ball. 20 yards off the ball. And even on that touchdown play, Slay is already in the end zone before the play even started. I'm like, God, like.
Easy.
I'm go ahead.
Not
go
on
ahead.
God's fault.
No, I didn't want you to get dumped. I know you're getting fired up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I mean, the pot is on the stove and the fire is on high right now. Like, I'm hot right now. Like,
I feel you, yeah.
It's just killing me right now. I had a lot to say when I was on hold, but
I understand.
It's emotion.
And listen, and it's frustrating. Emotion. It's frustrating because, listen, we don't like giving away games in the NFL, and games are hard enough anyway. And so when you're playing a team that you feel like you should beat, and you have the opportunity to do it, and you don't do it, these are the ones that keep you up all night. Like, these are the ones where you can't fall asleep late. I'm up looking at post-game shows. I got Michael B. and everybody. They yelling at each other all night. You know, Rube is trying to figure out a way to make sense of what happened. Michael B. is giving us all emotion. That's what I needed last night. I was emotional last night myself.
Angry Michael B. is a sight to behold, honestly.
And watching that game, I'm not even going to say their names. Number 0, number 3, and number 19 have no pass rush moves whatsoever. It's just like, if they don't get that first step on you, it's over.
Dude, Nolan Smith is getting locked up by the tight end. I think Kyle Pitts, who can't block anyone, was locking up Nolan Smith.
Ike, they ran, yes. They ran Bijan to the right about three times right there where number zero was at.
Yep.
Tight end was blocking him. He got blocked by the tight end about three, four times.
Can't happen. Yeah. Can't,
you
can't.
Cannot, you have
and,
to
that, and that's
that
why Fangio doesn't want him out there. That's
it's
why
terrible.
Fangio doesn't want him out
it's
there.
It's terrible. All three of them, I'm done with them. I'm done, man.
I think we need that's three more BGs. I'd take three more BGs.
Sure. Well, we were.
We need Barnett back.
Last week when we were doing –
that might not be a bad idea.
We were doing replacement day. We had a way of getting two BGs on the team, remember. We were getting a younger BG and the current BG.
Why can't we just trade Bryce Huff back to the Jets and we'll take Reddick for the rest of the year?
Well, because I'm sure they have the tape too. They let him go in the first place.
Yeah, but he worked up there.
Yeah, and they were like, yeah, see you.
Whatever system it was.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worked up there.
You know, the thing about Fangio deciding to play the defense the way it did on that final drive really shows you how little trust he has in them. Because really what he's trying to do by doing that is hoping that the Falcons screw it up.
Yeah.
You know, you're trying to make him – now, somehow, you're trying to make him take as many plays as they can. Somehow they did it in five plays.
Man, they took it in four or five plays.
But it seemed like that's what he was trying to do. He's like, well – I don't want to take a chance because I don't trust them. So what we're going to do is keep everybody in front of us and hope they throw a bad ball, really. Because, honestly, they got bailed out by the Packers, you know, in similar ways a few times.
Yep.
Uh-oh. Rios in North Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Rios?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What's up, brother?
Going good, brother.
Let me tell you something. So... Let me not look. I'm out here walking with the kids. I had to do all this. Get a little relaxed. Just walking around, letting them ride their bike. But let me just put on pretty much what's the number one issue I'm having now outside of that game last night. So that press conference thing that y'all did, well, that Sirianni was talking, right? Tell me if I'm wrong. And this is me, 45 years of my life being in the military, being around. Somebody asked him a question about Kellen Moore, then he said something. And what was the thing he said? He said, now y'all make something about that or something that he was saying. But either way, the point I'm getting at is there's some real estate in his head, man. You're a head coach. And right now, all I heard through that was some insecurity. Some real estate in your head that you're worried about your job and worried about what freaking people freaking think. And you're the damn coach. You cannot coach. You cannot coach well at all. Worried about what people freaking think. And that's all I hear is that insecurity thing, and I don't need that. I definitely don't need that from my head coach, the head coach of the freaking Philadelphia Eagles. Okay, you know what? Some of the antics that you do, I don't like because I think you during the game at certain times you need to be, you know, keep your head in the game and be straight. Let them guys do what they got to do. But all I hear, and y'all tell me or after I finish right here, y'all let me know what y'all think because at the end of the day, you won't even say that little remark you said or anything, you get right to the game because you know why? You're comfortable in your own freaking skin. You know what you freaking do. Huh? If you're the CEO, people don't need to know. They can say you don't call plays. You got people who call plays, but at the end of the day, you're the manager of each and every section of the damn Philadelphia freaking Eagles football team. So stop worried about what people freaking think. And I hope you listen, man. I hope you listen. Because, you know what I mean? I know they see you. I got my best friend and people see you around New Jersey. You might need to get a little shooken up and like, hey, man, you want to be Philadelphia? This is Philadelphia. You can't be worried about what people freaking think. Also, I just want to say, and this is things I see. You talk about the defensive line, so freaking embarrassing. You tell me how the oldest dude on the squad is the only one that you could see getting to the quarterback. Tell me if I'm tripping. The oldest dude on the squad is the only guy I can see getting to the quarterback. Bryce Huff, I hope you listen. Yeah, hey, man, go ahead. You, Tobias Harris on the Philadelphia Eagles. Go ahead. You taking your checks and taking your checks for free because it don't matter if you're on turf, dirt, concrete, asphalt, whatever the hell is, you ain't getting through. You ain't getting through nobody. Because all them hands and stuff you throw up in the air, people pushing you back like, yo, you, it's almost like you the Slim Reaper trying to play defensive end. You can't get through crack, man. Like, yo, I mean, terrible. Because I watched you all last night, and I could see through your helmet, even in your eyes and your face. In your face, you know you ain't doing nothing. You know you suck. But anyway, Jalen Hurts, man, like, I was happy with whatever. The thing with him is when you go back to 22 – and to now, like, the biggest thing was he was smart and he took care of the football, man. If he takes care of the football, I'm not worried about nothing. He got it's something about doing certain times, if it's a hero ball or whatever his situation is, that he gets shaken up, that he does the thing with the ball. But if he stops that, then we're good. And the only other thing that I'm proud of, even though he got his ass burnt toast at one point, was – you talk about Laywood Johnson. That's his name. Laywood Johnson. This man.
CJG.
You look at Bijan. Look at Bijan's size and look what he did. And tell me, I'm an old school cat. All I remember was Atwaters against Christian Okoye. Ooh. When I seen that right through the middle.
Yes, sir.
Tell
Nigerian
me.
Nightmare.
Yeah, I love it.
Yes, he laid that wood, and you know what? He set,
pause,
bro,
man.
That was the thing. Yeah, I know. It's a pause, bro, but I'm going to call him Laywood Johnson. Y'all get the drift. But anyway, look, man, that hit supposed to lay a point. You talk about violence. You talk about setting a point. You talk about getting your freak on right after that play, and your helmet just came off. You almost got a penalty, but that wasn't, you know, your helmet was coming off. That sets a point, huh? I'm proud of him for doing that, and we need more cats to do that. Don't care who it is, Bijan, whatever, big cat. You got to do this thing. Hey, guys, like, it ain't all about screaming or whatever, because I'm a little like, that stuff bothered me last night. But my biggest deal, and you tell me, is our head coach insecure? Because that's all I heard, man. Hey, y'all take care. God bless. And y'all already know what time it is. For Friday, well, whatever. But anyway, peace.
Go recharge, Rios.
All right, Rios.
So two things. First of all, was he saying that CJGJ would have sex after he made the hit? Is that what he was intimating?
Yeah, when he says get your freak on, he's talking about celebrating.
Yeah. Celebrate, okay.
Yeah.
So the other thing about Sirianni being insecure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I agree that it's not a good look when you appear that way.
Mm-hmm.
However, he has been publicly emasculated by the organization over the last several months.
Yeah.
Like, it is it has been made clear what through public and private leaks, whether it's source stories or whether it's the Eagles themselves, they've taken away his input into the offense, and he's an offense guy. They hired coordinators that he did not pick. I'm not saying they're bad or he was against it, but clearly they hired coordinators he did not pick.
Yeah.
It's clear that they want limited interaction between him and the quarterback of the football team, and they've decided that his way, which, by the way, they hired him to be I'm sure they knew he was a fiery guy when they hired him, that they don't want him to be that way anymore. Now, I'm not crying for him, and I do think he should handle himself how he should handle himself in those press conferences, but him being insecure about those things is not a mystery to me why he would be insecure.
Right.
You know, nobody thinks he does anything.
I don't know if these are similar words or have similar meaning, but I wouldn't use the term insecure as much as I would use sensitive.
Sure, I think he's using it in the same way.
Yeah.
But yes,
I feel he's more sensitive to the topic
right.
being brought up.
And it makes sense to me why
yes.
he would be.
Yes, and it's understandable in my eyes, yeah.
He still has to not do it, but if you've been told by, and you can't react to what fans say and what media says and all that stuff, but if the headline is, you don't get to make play calls anymore. You weren't good enough. Blah, blah,
right.
blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And you're still there, and they tell you that you're the head coach. And not only the head coach, you're in charge of the guy calling the plays, but you're not allowed to call any of the plays. You wonder why he would be sensitive about it, right? It
yeah.
makes total sense why he would be.
Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494. Now, Jack.
But I did. I thought this.
Yeah.
Whether you agree with him or not, going for it on fourth down and not taking those points.
That's a Nick call.
Is where he tried to have an impact on the game.
Right, right, yes. That would be his imprint, yes.
You know, and yeah. it's like, I don't know, did the analytics say we go for it here? Or do you take the points? Like, I don't know. They even had this thing now, they do it. I'm sure you saw it last night when you're watching the games, where Troy and them, they refer to the analytics and say, well, the analytics say go for
it. Do this, right.
So that means they have a chart in front of them
right.
where it says you should go for it here, this, and that, and the other. They're actually using that on television now as a graphic.
Well, analytics said to go for it on the 4th and 3, too.
I agree,
yes.
yeah.
Well, yeah.
And that was a Nick call not to go for it.
Oh, you mean on
yeah.
the late one.
Yeah.
Ah, the analytics said
so
go for it.
If you, I hate win probability because I think it's annoying,
yeah.
but it dropped it from 94 to 85 when he decided to kick the field goal.
Oh,
well,
really?
And I think it is largely because it
We're
puts –
We're not talking enough about that.
Well, I think it is largely because, A, you're giving them the ball back.
And you can still lose.
You're giving them the ball back. And it is the situation which I mentioned earlier where now they're down 6 and they have to go for a touchdown, which I think puts you in a position to lose rather than tie. Because
yeah.
if it's worst case scenario, you don't go for it. It's 3-3, or it's a 3-point lead, and they probably go and play for a field goal rather than a touchdown.
Right.
So, all right. Mm-hmm. Jack, top 5 of 5. When the Eagles lose, what do?
We go blames.
Oh, he's blaming
blames.
People.
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
All right.
And there's one national broadcaster.
That we're going to be blaming.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
so
okay.
The blaming is up next. We love it. For the top 5 of 5, this is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.